Never plead ignorance. This program is based on the works of Harun Yahya. Every day you wake up to a new day. Getting out of bed, you wash your face, prepare, and most probably rush somewhere. Like everyone else, you too hasten not to be late to school or work and find yourself engrossed with everyday routines. In the rapid flow of the day, in school or at work, you struggle to learn something or to meet a deadline. And in the blink of an eye, you notice that it has almost become evening. When you arrive home in the evening, you do your daily housework. Sometimes, just for a change, you visit your friends, go to the movies, and then return home to sleep. The next morning, you start the same vicious circle all over again. During these daily routines, it is possible that you remain indifferent to other important things in life. In the daily rush of your life, it is possible that you forget, don't notice, or pretend not to grasp some important things. The answer of almost everyone should be yes, because the majority of people fail to think or wonder about many details pertaining to their lives. You can start by thinking the following questions. While you are listening to this program, are you aware that some astonishing incidents are happening? For instance, have you ever thought that you are now moving at 1,670 kilometers an hour through space? Alternatively, have you ever thought that the room you are in right now occupies a tiny space in the universe, just as if it were a dust particle? Or are you aware of the perfect order existing in the universe? The purpose of mentioning these questions is to unveil, albeit slightly, the covering over the human mind and to enable the audience to reflect on some crucial issues. Now, consider the following. What is the significance of these questions from my life? Is it really important to think about them in the daily flow of my life? My final examinations, the meeting that will be held in late afternoon, don't they have priority? These thoughts reflect a common mistake many people make. No doubt, plans pertaining to one's education, home, or future are important. Yet there are some issues which are more important. Primarily, a person should reflect on the purpose of his existence in this world, on what exists beyond this life, on how this magnificent planet on which he lives came into existence, and on who is the creator of all living things, including him. If one thinks earnestly without pretending not to grasp the facts one comes across, one would arrive at a single conclusion. In the immense universe, an astonishing variety of plants and animals, all beings, animate or inanimate, and more importantly, man himself, have been created by Allah, the Almighty. Man doesn't see his creator. Yet pondering on the countless pieces of evidence surrounding him will make him comprehend Allah's existence and his attributes. In his efforts, his sincerity will provide him with a way of understanding his Creator's commandments and the ways of attaining his good pleasure. Allah relates in Surah An'am, verse 103 and 104 as follows. Eyesight cannot perceive him, but he perceives eyesight. He is the all-penetrating, the all-aware. Clear insights have come to you from your Lord. Whoever sees clearly does so to his own benefit. Whoever is blind, it is to his own detriment. I am not here as your keeper. You also reflect on this fact, And never pretend you don't grasp the superior creation of Allah. From the moment man opens his eyes to this world, a great order surrounds him. He needs oxygen to survive. It is interesting that the atmosphere of the planet on which he lives provides just the adequate amount of oxygen he needs. This way, he breathes without difficulty. For the existence of life on this planet, the existence of a source of heat is essential. In response to this need, the sun is located just at the right distance to emit just the exact amount of heat and energy man needs. Man needs nourishment to survive. Every corner of the world abounds in astonishingly diversified provisions. Likewise, man needs water. Surprisingly, 3/4 of the planet is covered with water. Man needs shelter, and in this world, there is land on which it is suitable to build, and all sorts of materials to make shelters. These are only a few among billions of details making life possible on Earth. In brief, man lives on a planet perfectly designed for his survival. This is certainly a planet created for human beings. A person's interpretation of the world rests on acquired methods of thought. He often dismisses all the aforementioned as trivial realities. However, if he starts questioning the conditions making our existence possible, he will surely step out of the boundaries of habitual thinking and start to think. How does the atmosphere serve as a protective ceiling for the Earth? How does each one of the billions of cells in the human body know and perform its individual tasks? How does this extraordinary ecological balance exist on Earth? A person seeking answers to these questions surely proceeds on the right path. He does not remain insensitive to things happening around him and doesn't plead ignorance about the extraordinary nature of the world. A person who asks questions, who reflects on and gives answers to these questions will realize that on every inch of the planet, a plan and an order reigns. How did the flawless order in the whole universe come into being? Who provided the delicate balances in the world? How did living beings, incredibly diversified in nature, emerge? He who keeps himself occupied with relentless research to answer these questions faces a clear fact. Everything in the universe, its order, each living being and structure is a component of a plan, a product of design. Every detail, the excellent structure of an insect's wing, the system enabling a tree to carry tons of water to its topmost branches, are all unique examples of perfection. There is an incomparable plan in the order of planets and the ratio of gases in the atmosphere. It is certainly impossible for all these to come into existence by chance. Because where there is a perfect order and interrelated mechanisms, there surely exists wisdom and an intelligent design. In every detail of the infinitely varied world, man finds his creator, Allah. The owner of everything in the whole universe introduces himself to man through the flawless design of his creation. Everything that surrounds us, the birds in flight, our beating hearts, the birth of a child, or the existence of the sun in the sky, manifests the power of Allah and his creation. And what man must do is to understand this fact. The existence of Allah is obvious. Ignoring it would only be the beginning of the greatest damage we could ever do to ourselves. This is simply because Allah is in no need of anything. He is the one who shows His greatness in all things and in all ways. Allah is the owner of everything, from the heavens to the earth. We learn the attributes of Allah from the Quran. Allah. There is no God but Him, the living, the self-sustaining. He is not subject to drowsiness or sleep. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. Who can intercede with Him except by His permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, but they cannot grasp any of His knowledge save what He wills. His footstool encompasses the heavens and the earth, and their preservation does not tire Him. He is the Most High, the Magnificent. Surah 2, verse 255. In the world in which we live, Allah bestows many favors on man. All the needs of each living being are benevolently met. No detail is forgotten. Let's think about ourselves as examples. From the moment we wake in the morning, we need many things and encounter many situations. In brief, we survive due to the many favors bestowed upon us. We can breathe as soon as we wake up. We never experience difficulty in doing this, thanks to our respiratory systems functioning perfectly. We can see as soon as we open our eyes. The sharp and distant images, all three-dimensional and fully colored, are perceived by our eyes, and indeed owe their existence to the unique design of eyes. We taste delicious flavors. The relative proportions of the vitamin, mineral, carbohydrate, or protein content of the food we eat never concern us. We don't think about how the excess of these nutrients are stored or utilized in the body. Moreover, we are mostly never aware that such complicated operations take place in our body. When we hold some material in our hands, we immediately know if it is soft or hard. What is more, we need no mental effort to do this. Numerous similar minute operations take place in our body. The organs responsible for these operations have complicated mechanisms. The human body functions almost like a factory of enormous complexity and ingenuity. This body is one of the major favors given to man, since man leads his existence on earth with it. Let's think about fruits and vegetables given to us as blessings by Allah. Melons, watermelons, cherries, oranges, tomatoes, peppers, pineapples, mulberries, grapes, eggplants, all grow in soil from seeds, and the seeds have a structure sometimes as hard as wood. However, while considering these, let's avoid habitual ways of thinking and employ different methods. Visualize the delicious tastes and odors of strawberries or the ever-changing odor of melon. Think about the time and energy spent in laboratories to produce similar odors and about the repeated trials that resulted in failure. Indeed, results obtained by scientists in laboratories proved to be no better than the unsuccessful imitations of their natural counterparts. The varieties of taste, odor, and color in nature bear indeed matchless attributes. That all vegetables and fruits have distinct tastes and odors and carry individual colors is the result of the design particular to them. They are all favors Allah bestows upon man. Allah stresses this fact in many verses. In Surah Jathiya, verse 13, for example, Allah relates as follows. And He has made everything in the heavens and everything on the earth subservient to you. It is all from Him. There are certainly signs in that for people who reflect. Similarly, animals too are created specially for human beings. Apart from serving as food, man finds their physical appearances appealing. Fish, corals, starfishes decorating the depths of oceans with all their beautiful colors, all kinds of birds adding charm to their habitat, or cats, dogs, dolphins, and penguins. They are all favors from Allah. This fact informed in Surah Nahl, verse 18, as follows. If you tried to number Allah's blessings, you could never count them. Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. The living beings we mentioned are only a tiny part of the favors and beauties Allah bestows. Wherever we turn, we come across creations reflecting the attributes of Allah. Allah is Ar-Razak, the ceaseless provider, El-Latif, the subtle one, El-Karim, the generous one, and El-Bar, the source of all goodness. Now, take a look around you and think. And as it is stated in Surah Nahl, verse 53, any blessing you have is from Allah. Never plead ignorance of the fact that everything you possess is a favor to you from your Creator. Everything that exists in this world decays or ages one day. The end of man is similar, and there is by no means salvation from it. From birth, man goes through a steady process of aging, ultimately ending up in death. Everyone knows this obvious fact, yet people can't help but drift with the daily flow of events. They attach more importance to worldly tasks than they actually deserve. However, one fact renders this attachment meaningless, that life in this world has an end. It is the life in the hereafter that has no end. Chasing after benefits that one day will lose their significance is absolutely not wise. Pleading ignorance of this fact and orienting all one's efforts towards worldly objectives will lead man to an irrecoverable regret. So, avoid this never-ending regret. Never plead ignorance of the obvious fact that your life in this world will end one day. People who are heavily occupied with mundane tasks and forget death ignore the supremely important fact. Life in this world is rather short. Visualize the things you possess and attach importance to in this life. They will shortly decay and finally disappear. People you love will die one after another. Furniture will be broken. Clothes will wear out. And everything you possess will rapidly deteriorate. When you reflect on your past days, you realize with surprise that nothing properly satisfied you because time passed very quickly. Until this moment, it may well be that you have been unaware of this reality. Yet now that you have grasped it, you must base your reasoning on more realistic grounds and reorient all your deeds and the conduct of your lives. First of all, you should try to earn the good pleasure of Allah, the bestower of all favors in this world and the next. That is because those who consume their lives irresponsibly will be greatly astonished in the hereafter. When they will rise from the dead and stand before Allah, they will realize that they only stayed for a short time in this world. This fact is explained in Surah Mu'minun, verse 112 to 114. He will say, "What many years did you tarry on the earth?" They will say, "We tarried there for a day or part of a day." Ask those able to count. He will say, "You only tarried there for a little while if you did but know." That is why you must never plead ignorance of the fact that this life is short and must never attach yourself to such short-lived values. Remember that everything is given to man to make him desire paradise and prepare for the hereafter, man's true abode. Allah created man in a most complete state. But for a certain divine purpose, He makes man live with various weaknesses in the world. Whether one is well off, young and beautiful, each moment, every human being is surrounded with similar weaknesses and imperfections. Every man feels thirsty, hungry, and tired. Moreover, he constantly needs body care to keep himself clean and fresh. Only the never-ending needs of the body pertaining to hygiene is sufficient to remind man of his weaknesses. It is a special situation that man's cleaning is not durable, and hence he needs to repeat it continually. Think of a rose, for instance. It never stinks, despite the fact that it grows in soil, is fed with manure, and remains in a natural environment of dust and dirt. Under all conditions, it has a delicate fragrance. We need hardly mention that it needs no body care. However, this is not the case for man. All efforts made to keep one's body permanently clean and fresh prove to be a vain endeavor. Disease also reminds man how prone to weakness he is. Mere viruses seriously affect the body, which otherwise is highly protected against all types of external threats. No matter how much we make use of medical means, microbes penetrating through a slight cut on the skin to the body may cause a detrimental consequence like death. Alternatively, a rebellious cell in the body may suddenly cause cancer. By the time one learns he is cancer, it may be too late to treat this deadly disease. Accidents also pose serious threats to man. Although one may not expect, it is highly probable that one may lose his balance, fall down the stairs, and may become crippled, for instance. Moreover, getting hurt in an accident is something which is very common and which depends on very simple causes that may happen any time. A human being who continues his life on critical balances with various weaknesses should not plead ignorance of his dependence on Allah. He who ponders over these facts surely displays no futile devotion to this world. Therefore, as a man of understanding, you never plead ignorance that your body is created inherently weak to remind you that this world is temporary. Draw lessons from these incidents and situations which serve as admonitions and warnings, and put all your efforts not to lose an eternal life of bliss and ease. Aging is one of the issues people avoid to think and mention, especially when they are young. However, it is the unavoidable end for every person. The destructive effects of the passage of years on body are irrecoverable. Whether rich or poor, beautiful or ugly, one ages in the rapid flow of time. The effects of years become obvious first on face. Bones become weaker, and man starts to suffer from impaired thinking. These are the unavoidable consequences of aging, and man can never stop this process, though he shuns thinking about it. On the subject of aging, Allah says in Surah Nahl, verse 70, Allah created you, and then will take you back again. And some of you revert to the lowest form of life, so that after having knowledge, you know nothing at all. Allah is all-knowing, all-powerful. With aging, man begins to lose all strength and abilities he used to have when he was younger. As one grows older, Physical and spiritual characteristics pertaining to childhood become more obvious. If Allah wills, it is possible that man could remain young until he dies. Yet Allah reminds man about the temporary nature of this world by making the quality of his life deteriorate at certain phases of time. Comprehending these facts, man avoids displaying a deep attachment to this life. You also must never plead ignorance about the fact that one day you will also grow old and lose most of your physical and mental skills. So, while you are still endowed with these skills, start getting prepared for the hereafter. Although we may not be aware of it, we are all vulnerable to natural threats, both internal and external. Meteor showers, asteroids are only a few of the factors likely to pose threats to the world from space. As for the solid Earth, the planet's interior has an inner core of molten elements. Besides these threats, thunderstorms, storms, or hurricanes may also occur in the atmosphere, which can be very destructive. Natural hazards may strike at any time. Though rarely, they cause considerable loss of life and property damage. Generally referred to as natural disasters, earthquakes, lightning, flash floods, global wildfires, acid rain, and tidal waves have different intensities and effects. In just moments, they can reduce a city with all its inhabitants to ruin. No human being has the power to combat or prevent any of these hazards. Despite being aware of this fact and frequently coming across with such incidents, the majority of men pretend not to understand these issues. Each disaster is a reminder that developing an attachment for this life is a vain effort. These are surely warnings to those that can contemplate the significance of such events and draw lessons from them. Allah informs in the Quran that He leads man to think and draw lessons by means of such disasters. It is stated in Surah Tawbah, verse 126, like this: "Do they not see that they are tried once or twice in every year? But still they do not turn back. They do not pay heed." Remember that each disaster is a reminder for human beings that the world is anything but serene and still. So, you never plead ignorance that, through these disasters, your Creator is warning you. In the Quran, Allah informs us that all nations were sent a messenger and that these nations were not destroyed without being warned. These messengers became the leaders of faith in their separate societies and communicated the limits of Allah and invited the people to the religion of Allah. These nations that received the calls, warnings, and advice of the prophets reacted in two different ways. They either followed the prophet, believing in Allah, or became arrogant, disregarding the warnings. They denied Allah and did not submit to his religion. These people who chose to follow Satan, listening to his whisperings and calls, were given glad tidings of hell. Certainly, in the life of this world too, they received many punishments and were destroyed. The end of such people is related in Surah Talaq, verse 8 and 9, in this way: "How many cities spurned their Lord's command and his messengers? And so we called them harshly to account and punished them with a terrible punishment. They tasted the evil consequences of what they did, and the end of their affair was total loss." Surah Al-Talaq, 8 through 9. As stated in the Quran, those communities who rejected to submit to the call of the messengers faced various disasters. These disasters actually befell abruptly, at a time they never expected. All these communities deserve their punishment. Those communities were either warned by the messengers before their destruction or they were made to experience several difficulties and troubles by Allah, with the hope that they would regret their behavior and submit to Him. Yet, because of their arrogance, they brought Allah's wrath down upon themselves and were wiped off the face of the earth quite suddenly. The Quran gives an account of the story of the Madian people, for example, in Surah An-Kabut, verse 36 and 37. And to Madian we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, "My people, worship Allah, and look to the last day, and do not act unjustly on earth, corrupting it." But they denied him, so the earthquake seized them, and mourning found them lying flattened in their homes. Do not repeat the mistakes of these people. Never plead ignorance of the fact that you should draw lessons from the experience of the preceding generations that did not take admonition from the warnings of Allah. And do not prefer blindness and disregard that you should take admonitions from all events your Lord makes you live through. Death is an unavoidable end. Like all the other people who lived in the past, the ones who will live in the future will also die. That is why this is one of the issues human beings avoid thinking and talking about. Some people insistently avoid the thought that one day they will lose everything to which they are attached with desire, and they will stand before Allah to give an account of the deeds they did in this life. Since so far not a single soul has escaped death, how can these people behave so heedlessly? How can they lead their lives as if they will never face death one day? People often invent scenarios in their minds. They want to believe, for instance, that they will die in the later years of their lives and that hence they still have years ahead. Contrary to what they believe, however, they hear almost every day news of young people who lose their lives. Hearses which they see on television, or which they come across on the streets, or cemeteries they pass by every day remind them of death. Yet, they pretend not to understand the fact of death. However, death is always on the watch for man. It is possible that anyone could breathe his last in the blink of an eye. Any time, he may face angels assigned to take his soul. From then on, he loses all his chances to save himself from an everlasting grievous punishment. Nothing surely compensates for a life spent in heedlessness. Never abandon yourself to this heedlessness, which seizes many people, and never plead ignorance of the fact that death is but a momentary transition and that it is very close to every soul. People assume that they can take precautions against death. This is, however, a senseless conviction. No matter where the person is, by whom he is surrounded, or under what circumstances he leads his life, it is unlikely that he could avoid death. Allah draws our attention to this fact in Surah Jumu'ah, verse 8. Say, "Death, from which you are fleeing, will certainly catch up with you. Then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the visible, and he will inform you about what you did." Every day we hear of the death of someone or we lose one of our close relatives. These incidents are surely obvious evidence that no one can avoid death. Whether young or old, well off or poor, everyone faces death on a predestined day. This makes one realize that one should not attach to this world and prepare for the life after death. Never plead ignorance of the fact that a person merely deceives himself by assuming that death is far from him. And being aware of this fact, spend your life in earning the good pleasure of Allah. In the rush of daily hassles, every day you wake to a new day. You may be a very busy person with hundreds of plans and a lot of things to accomplish. You may have made a list of priorities according to your plans. However, remember the fact that with death, it may not be possible for you to realize your plans. Death is a reality that you may meet any time and that may upset your plans. Time flies in the countdown of one's own death. Avoiding the thought of death does not change the fact that one will die one day. A sudden traffic accident or a cerebral hemorrhage may well be the unexpected end of a young and healthy person. Nobody can claim that he will not die falling down steps or on the way to a business meeting. Nobody knows where or under which circumstances he will die. Allah may take back the soul of anyone at any moment by sending the angel of death to him when the time comes. Then, never plead ignorance of this obvious fact, and do not be seized by death in a state of heedlessness. Disbelievers often carry strange convictions about death. This fact is stressed in the Quran as follows. Persisting in immense wrongdoings and saying, "When we are dead and turn to dust and bones, shall we then be raised again, or our forefathers, the earlier peoples?" Say, "The earlier and the later peoples will certainly all be gathered to the appointment of a specified day." Surah 56, verse 47 to 50. As stated in the verses above, death is not the beginning of an eternal sleep in one's grave. Death is the gate through which one passes to one's eternal abode after giving an account of one's deeds in this world. Death, which is merely the moment one leaves the body and all attachments to this life, is by no means the end of everything. On the contrary, it is the beginning of real life. Allah repeatedly reminds us of the temporary nature of this world, of death. He has sent His messengers who told their peoples the existence of the afterlife and the need to prepare for it, and the Quran as a book making all things clear. He demanded of people that they reorient their hearts and their deeds according to these calls and warnings. The moment of death is the beginning of a day when the deeds of all people will be reckoned. So, never plead ignorance of the fact that death is the key to the gate of the eternal abode. Spend your life without forgetting the fact of death. Such a thought surely leads man to the right acting way of life that will save one from eternal punishment. All possessions one endeavors to attain in this life, money, respect, and power, are only values of this world. Despite knowing that all these values will one day slip out of their hands, people cannot help but develop deep attachment to these values. Though it is obvious that one day they will, in every case, leave these possessions in this world, they still pretend not to understand this and they endeavor to forget the fact of death. In such a state of spirit, human beings develop an ambitious attachment to this life. Throughout history, all Firauns and most of the prominent people in different societies assumed that their possessions would make them immune to death and they wanted to be buried along with their possessions after their death. Those who have done this, who plead ignorance of the fact and acted in such deep heedlessness, certainly realized their error after they died. Yet, this did them no good. However, a person who ponders on the obvious fact of death will realize the futility of devotion to this life and start to live for his true abode, the hereafter. Never plead ignorance of the fact that the possessions of this life will remain behind in this world. Avoid the deep regret people will feel in the hereafter. Before it is too late, reorient your life according to the principles and moral perfection Allah communicated in the Quran, and do not divert from the right path of Allah until you die. The foremost thing someone who has faith in Allah should do is to know his responsibilities to Him. The source which provides this knowledge to man is the Quran. In the Quran, Allah gives His commands and the limits He ordains for man. Man can attain eternal salvation only when he meticulously observes these commands and limits. In the hereafter, the rewards of those who eagerly observe these limits and strive to attain His good pleasure, and those who disregard them and try to satisfy their own desires, will obviously not be the same. Allah, in the Quran, gives a detailed account of the type of slave who will earn his countenance. Hence, the primary responsibility of man is to practice what Allah commands in His book. On the Day of Judgment, people will be judged according to their obedience to the Quran. Allah points out in Surah Zukhruf, verse 43 and 44, that people are held responsible for following the Quran. So hold fast to what has been revealed to you. You are on a right path. It is certainly a reminder to you and to your people, and you will be questioned. That is why you must never pretend you don't grasp that all people should answer the call of Allah, and that, to this end, they should be knowledgeable of the Quran. The Quran, the unique guide providing man all answers and explanations about eternal salvation, is a reminder and an admonition. Allah relates this attribute of the Quran in many verses. One of them reads, "This is a communication to be transmitted to mankind so that they may be warned by it, and so that they will know that He is one God, and so that people of intelligence will pay heed." Surah 14, verse 52. The warnings and advice that Allah gives in the Quran are of great significance. A person should reorient the conduct of his life in accordance with them. Otherwise, societies where violent disorders and restlessness prevail will spring up. Such a society becomes unreliable and insecure since people do not observe the limits Allah commands. That is why complying with the commands of Allah is of great importance. Those who have fear of Allah heed these warnings and pay meticulous attention to them and to putting them into practice in their daily lives. It is obvious that a life shaped according to one's own personal principles and moral values, totally ignoring the Quranic standpoint, will not help one attain eternal salvation. Do not make the same mistake as many others. The Quran, the divine guide and declaration to humankind, is a sublime book explaining Allah's religion to all humankind. All the disbelievers' attacks on Allah's religion, seeking to raise doubts in the hearts, including the slander that the Quran is a book written by the Prophet, are all doomed. In the Quran, Allah challenges man to bring a book similar to the Quran, if they ever could. In Surah Yunus, verse 38, Allah relates, Do they say, Who has invented it? Say, Then produce a surah like it, and call on anyone you can besides Allah if you are telling the truth. The Quran is protected in the presence of Allah, and it is impossible for people to produce a single verse similar to that of the Quran. In another verse, Allah states, Say, If both men and jinn banded together to produce the like of this Quran, they could never produce anything like it, even if they backed each other up. Surah Isra, verse 88. Despite all the divine attributes of the Quran, those disbelievers who pretend not to grasp these attributes will surely have come to a sharp understanding in the hereafter, yet it will be too late. So, don't pretend not to understand that you don't have any guidance other than the Quran, and that it is a reminder and a warning to humanity. The program you have been listening to was inspired by the works of Harum Yahya, the renowned author whose works on political, faith-related, and scientific issues have changed many people's outlook on life. All of his works are available online on his official homepage at www.harumyahya.com. Please keep tuning in to this channel for further episodes of this program.